control, toll free here, 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733, the Pro XPN toll-free line. Joining you tonight, Ian here.
And Brett.
Brett, coming up, you've got a story about Philip Seymour Hoffman. We spoke about him, at least heroin addiction, and kind of he brought the topic up earlier this week. So whose fault was it? Somebody's blaming the libertarians. We'll get to that here in a moment. But your calls, of course, if you want to make them, 855-450-FREE. They are certainly welcome on whatever topic you might like to discuss. And, of course, Bitcoin's a big topic of discussion here on Free Talk Live. If you've got Bitcoins and you've been wondering what you can do with them, well, you can turn your Bitcoins into real-world items over at BitcoinStore.com. Now, they have consumer electronics. That's the category that Bitcoin Store operates in. There's over 500,000 items available for immediate shipment at, believe it or not, 0% markup. They're literally getting these from the wholesaler and passing them on to you at cost. BitcoinStore.com. The trick, the gig, you got to pay Bitcoins. They don't accept cash. They don't take credit cards. So that's one of the ways they can keep their costs down, is because when you buy something with a credit card, there's always a 2 or 3% fee at minimum, sometimes 4 or 5%, depending on the card, depending on the size of your business. Bitcoin, you don't have those costs. They just take the Bitcoins, you send them the Bitcoins, they send you the product. You don't even have to give them your real name or your real address. You can send them wherever you want to. BitcoinStore.com makes it easy to convert your Bitcoins into real-world items. That's BitcoinStore.com. So Brett's here from SchoolSucksProject.com. We were talking a moment ago, before we get into this Philip Seymour Hoffman, I think you said there was one other point that you felt needed to be made on the discussion about children and technology and kind of not intelligence, but imagination, and whether or not is all this technology that children are exposed to at younger and younger ages these days. I mean, now they've got apps for little kids, toddlers. Yeah. Is this destroying imagination? Temper called in to say that he thinks that it can do the opposite, that technology can create more imagination, and that it's this creative world that is virtually unlimited, that you can create whatever it is you can imagine as long as you know how to code, for instance.
Yeah, or over time, you get enough of that passion in you that you decide to spring into action for yourself. So it wasn't a new point as much as a point that needed to be reiterated, okay. I think, that Temper made, where he's saying, you know, I maybe mischaracterized it by saying that technology is splitting us into like two species of doers and creators and followers and consumers, or it's exacerbating the follower-consumer kind of problem, right? I don't think that's true, because one of the things that he said, it was a very good point, that a person who is just a consumer can change. Now it's much easier to make that change and become a creator. And you know, here I am sitting here across from you in the Free Talk Live studio, and I'm thinking, like, 7 years ago I was a guy commuting 600 miles a week with an iPod, just having discovered podcasts. First podcast I ever listened to was about 9/11. Consumed as much as I could, went back to iTunes looking for more stuff. This is 2006, found you guys, consumed as much as I could, you know, went back to iTunes looking for more stuff, found similar shows to yours. By 2009, there was just so much information in my head. And, you know, I'd always had these ideas about school, having spent years in education. But now, you know, with the philosophy of liberty, it's like, oh, all of this stuff that was just like a collage and seemingly unrelated now made sense. It was more like a mind map, because it was centered around this idea of, you know, self-ownership and non-aggression, and everything, all these thoughts and pieces of information that I had about schooling now could make sense. They could be integrated into a model. And it was shortly after that that I got to work, you know, on my own show. So, long story long, I just moved to Keene after spending 3 months in Connecticut learning from and working with the first podcaster I mentioned. And, you know, here I am sitting here with you, the second podcaster that I mentioned. And it was not like an overnight thing, but it was a slow process of listening to people who had a lot to say and were able to articulate a clear message, that over time my head just filled up so much that I had to find, I had to take off the headphones and find a microphone.
Start yammering.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So,
and as you said before, there's no barriers, so it was easy. You just get a little bit of equipment and you get started.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, sitting here as he said that, I'm like, gosh, Temper, that is a true story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that does happen. That does happen.
Yeah, I've had it happen in my life as well, and not necessarily on the media side, but I can remember back when I was a teenager and playing video games. And, of course, you think about video games, and people, lots of parents will look down their nose at that. Oh, video games. You got to go outside and play sports, son.
Yeah.
Well, I never really much cared to play sports. And video games were always very interesting to me, and it was Doom, I think it was. I was playing Doom, which is a first-person shooter, a classic early 90s first-person shooter. And one of the neat things about Doom was you could modify the game. Now, it wasn't built with the tools to do that, but people came out with tools that allowed you to create your own levels for this game. And I don't know how unheard of that was at that point in, you know, 1994, approximately when that was happening, but
yeah,
it was pretty unheard of. I'd certainly never heard of that before, and when I found out that you could build your own levels for this game, I thought that was pretty cool, and I wanted to try it, so I did, and I had a bit of fun, you know, making my own levels from scratch, essentially, and I made several of them, and it was a very creative process. So this game, which is this mindless, you know, mind-numbing, shoot everything that moves kind of video game, like the ultimate apex of thoughtless gaming, essentially, you know, run through a maze and kill everything that moves,
mm-hmm,
became this construction kit, essentially, where, you know, as Temper was pointing out, there was really, you know, the only limits were the kind of the engine of the game. What could the game engine do? But within that, you could create all kinds of designs for people to play these games in, multiplayer, single player levels, you know, pick where you put the monsters, pick where your spawn points are, and I did that, and it was a lot of fun.
And boy, that caught on. Modding?
Yeah, sure did. Great point. That's huge these days.
Absolutely.
And so there's a lot of people that do that. A lot of these new games, in fact, newer games now, I guess newer, it's been going on for over a decade, but some game companies will actually now release their tools that they use. So back when I was doing it in the 90s, it were kind of third party. People were coming up with other, you know, just outsiders were coming up with tools to make game modifications. But now companies themselves will release their actual official level designing tool that they were using behind the scenes, and they let, you know, people upload these things to their websites, and there's these just sites that are just zones where people can upload their own levels and others can download them and play them, and it's just a very creative process behind gaming.
Another creative byproduct of this, Machinima.
Okay, what is that? I've seen there's a YouTube channel with that name, but I don't really know what it is.
Machinima is a movie,
mm-hmm,
or a short film that is made from a modded video game.
Really?
So many
cinema, but Machinima.
Gotcha. Yeah. So many people might be familiar with the most popular one, which I believe is called Red versus Blue, which is based on, it's the game. They have helmets. I don't know anything about video games. I'm sorry. It's a guy with a blue helmet and a guy with a red helmet, and it's some very popular video game. I'm sure there is somebody listening who can call in and tell us what it is. But this became a huge YouTube sensation, and Machinima is very popular. So, a creative byproduct of what we're talking about.
Yeah, I guess maybe I haven't seen as much of that. I've certainly seen what you're talking about, where people will create dramas within a video game system and mm-hmm, use the different camera angles and like place cameras in different places and create essentially a television show or short film or something like that.
Yeah.
I know I'd seen that the Machinima brand has also been used just for video game reviews and things like that too, so I guess that's why I was confused about it.
Right, yeah. So, very cool.
Yeah, so there you go. Creation within video gaming, even. So, I tend to agree that it can work both ways, this thing that you were talking about before. Technology, it can suck people in. It can turn them into these screen-obsessed zombies. Like, frequently during the breaks, you and I are just sitting here on a cell phone, not actually having a conversation. So.
Sometimes.
So anyway, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. It helps to be aware of these things, too. I was at, we were at lunch the other day with some activists in town, and my table was conversing the whole time, and I looked over in the other table, everybody's sitting on their phones.
Oh.
I poked fun at them. I said, you guys having a phone party over there. 855-450-FREE, you can take control here. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control of the airwaves. Do it toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and that is the ProXPN toll-free line. You can also join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to use that if you prefer. And want to make sure you know about our website. You go to freetalklive.com. If you like the features that we share with you there, we've got a lot of free stuff. The whole site is free. A lot of the stuff those other talk shows charge you for, we give away. Like, for instance, a webcam or archives or live streams. A lot of other sites want $7 a month or something like that. Ours is free. But if you like what we're doing at Free Talk Live, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier and help us reach our goal of raising $950 per month that we can use to help market the show. Now, this is $950 a month, but we started at $3,050. So actually, we're trying to reach a goal of $4,000 per month. That would be $3,050 plus $950. And we've got about $750 right now of that $950. So you can help us get further by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. What is the money used for? For advertising, marketing, promoting, getting Free Talk Live out there into more ears worldwide, and bringing more people to the ideas of liberty. We can do that, and the majority of this $950 a month is going to be going to Daryl, who helps during the daytime call radio stations. That's what he and I do every morning. We're in the studio calling stations and introducing new program directors to Free Talk Live, following up with old program directors and, you know, seeing if they want to add the show. And it's working. Daryl brought in a new affiliate last month, and I expect he's going to bring in more in the future. He's been doing a great job, and you can help us pay for his skills by becoming an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. And you get perks too. The amp-only chat room, not chat room, excuse me, amp-only forum, amp-only podcast, amp-only call-in lines, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, and your amp dollars will be doubled. If you sign up for $10 a month, $5 a month, take that, multiply times two, because there's generous contributors out there who are doubling your AMP dollars up to that $950 a month goal. So you can help us with that. And it makes a big difference when you do at amp.freetalklive.com. $6shirts.com is committed to accepting Bitcoin. They are big fans of Bitcoin over at $6shirts.com. Of course, you can order a Bitcoin logo on a T-shirt, but they also have the Bitcoin trucker hat. And any shirt you order for Bitcoin, you get a free Bitcoin trucker hat over at $6shirts.com. And I was wearing this Bitcoin trucker hat last night on the show. I'm very pleased you're eyeballing it right now.
I'm looking at it,
yeah. In the studio. You're a big cap guy, so I don't know how you feel about trucker hats. I didn't know how I felt about trucker hats, but I have to say, I really like this one. It's very comfortable.
It's a look only certain people can pull off. Girls look good in trucker hats.
It's true. It's true.
But I am eyeing it. It's a nice hat, and I just, every time I hear the $6 shirts, I get so excited.
Because the price is right, and the shirts are great, and they're witty, hip, smart, liberty-oriented. Some of them are liberty-oriented. Some of them are movie-related, gaming-related, meme-related, sports-related. I mean, there's all kinds of categories. They literally have hundreds of shirts, and they, from what I'm told, add a new shirt design every day.
But they're new shirts. See,
yeah.
Like, you can go to a thrift store and find all kinds of T-shirts, but are they going to fit you? What, are the armpits discolored? You know, there's problems. There's risks
right.
involved in that. And you're not getting them for less than $6 if they're any good. So this is, I'm excited.
$6shirts.com. Plus, if you order 10 shirts, you get them for $50. You really can't beat this. And they really love Bitcoin. They keep the Bitcoin. So if you buy it with Bitcoin, they hold on to it. They don't just cash them into cash. They actually keep the Bitcoins. In fact, they bought their ads on Free Talk Live with Bitcoins.
Very
These guys
cool.
are pretty serious about Bitcoins. In fact, if you order with Bitcoins, your order gets priority over those cash clients. $6shirts. .com. We go to Brian. He's in Oklahoma City. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Brett.
Hey, guys. I was trying to watch the video of the Robin Hooders getting attacked on
yes,
my smartphone, and it kept saying it's been taken down for, you know, copyright infringement of music and stuff. And then I was able to access it on my computer's browser, though. But I've seen that before with some videos that are kind of questionable, you know, questioning the state. Where I can't get them on my phone.
I don't know what to tell you, man. YouTube is what they are what they are.
If you use copyrighted music or audio from, or even sometimes video from something that is licensed, there is some kind of software running that can flag it. A lot of the times the bans are only in certain countries, though, so there is a workaround for some stuff. I can't say it's going to work for everything. It's called Tunnel Bear, and you just go to that site, you enter the URL, and it can usually,
I guess,
just give you kind of what ProXPN does. It just kind of makes it look like you're coming from somewhere else, so you can see something that's banned, if it's been banned in the United States, because I think... I could be wrong, but just from my experience getting my own videos banned from YouTube or blocked from YouTube, I think the bans work by location.
Some do.
And then, of course, the other option is whoever put the video up just takes out whatever the copyright issue is and reload.
Yeah, sorry for the frustration there, Brian. It may be because that in the Robin Hooding video where the Robin Hooders get attacked, there may be some music from one of the radios that Garrett likes to walk around. One of the Robin Hooders likes to walk around with his two-way radio tuned to a radio station just to give him something to listen to. And so in a lot of the videos, that audio makes it in there, so the YouTube's algorithm probably picked up on, you know, the Doobie Brothers or something like that, and marked the video.
Yeah.
So. You know, I was uploading some like clips of South Park, and I was getting flagged for it, and I ran through my video editor and just flipped it over like a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the video editors have that option, and then it slipped right past them.
Nice job.
You know, the way I get around using a lot of copyrighted music is I import it into some kind of audio editing, and I change the pitch about half a semitone and the tempo by about 1%, and usually the software will miss it.
Brian, anything else you want to share tonight?
No. Later.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to the pizza guy in North Dakota on Skype. Hey, pizza guy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited to be on with Brett. Brett, I'm still one of your biggest fans. I love you, and I'm really excited to talk with you tonight.
Oh, great. I'm excited to talk with you as well.
Yeah. Well, you know, you laugh in the face of Godwin's law. And
what is Godwin's law? What is it?
It's basically, you know, eventually everybody will be compared to Nazis or something along those lines.
I can tell the story.
Nazi, you lose.
I can add a little bit of context that I spit in the face. I've made a couple videos comparing the current state of America to 1930s build up to Nazi Germany. This is very controversial. Godwin's law.
It's an internet meme.
It's an internet meme that originated, I think, between 1991 and 1993. So, pre-Waco, pre-Ruby Ridge, I believe, and pre-9/11, pre-War on Terror, comparing the United States to Nazi Germany, or American public officials, politicians, and presidents to personnel within the Third Reich, in 1991 to 1993, seemed a lot more ridiculous than it does today. So not that parallels between the United States and Nazi Germany haven't run back to the 1840s, but that's Godwin's law.
Stand by, a pizza guy. I presume you had something else you were calling about. We'll get to that here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's the Pro XPN toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here. Toll-free number 855-453. That's 855-450-3733, and that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. Of course, you can join us online. Grab archives going back to late 2006, all free at freetalklive.com. And what is Pro XPN, you may be wondering? Well, and a caller earlier brought it up and thought that maybe it could protect him from the NSA. Now, ProXPN has never told us to say anything about that, so I'm pretty sure they don't advertise to protect you from the NSA. But what they do is they encrypt your internet connection to the point where it reaches their servers. So keep that in mind. With ProXPN, it's a virtual private network, and it's global. But as soon as it reaches their servers, it then goes out unencrypted to the rest of the internet. So if you want to protect yourself from the NSA, ProXPN may be a good first step, but it's certainly not a panacea. It is not going to guarantee you protection from the NSA. What it does protect you from are internet service providers who want to snoop on what you're doing, who are likely logging everything you do right now, which could help protect you in theory from other snooping types of people, like, say, the police. You know, if they want to come and look at your ISP's logs of all the websites you visited in the last, 6 months, up to 5 years, some ISPs are keeping this information. Maybe they want to take a look at all the Google searches you've been entering in. They can do that at most ISPs, but with ProXPN, you protect that from happening. ProXPN does not keep logs of your internet browsing habits. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can grab their app for Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android. Now, there's a way to make ProXPN work with Linux. It's a very simple way, but it doesn't involve an app. It's just a little bit of setup. And proxpn.com/FTL is where you can go. So, number one, it protects you from your ISP snooping on you. And that can include whoever's providing you with internet service at, like a coffee shop. You know, maybe the coffee shop admin wants to know where you're going and what you're doing. ProXPN protects you from that. Or perhaps somebody sniffing out your Wi-Fi packets, maybe at that very same coffee shop trying to get your bank account information or something like that. Well, ProXPN encrypts your data connection so they can't get away with that anymore. So ProXPN.com/FTL. It does protect you in a variety of ways, but Not necessarily from the NSA. You're going to have to take extra precautions. So maybe combine ProXPN with PGP, for instance, if you want to protect your communications from anyone reading them except who you're intending to send them to. You want to use PGP for that. That, as Edward Snowden put it, is a good way to protect yourself from the NSA, is to use PGP. So proxpn.com/FTL, the other thing they do is it'll get you around internet blocks, so it actually opens up your internet access. If you're at a workplace or school where there's restrictions on what you can view, not if you've got ProXPN. They solve that problem too. proxpn.com/FTL, go there, grab the app, use our discount code when you're ready to get the premium package for unlimited bandwidth and no restrictions on what you can do. So if you want to privately torrent, ProXPN's premium package allows that. ProXPN.com/FTL code. FTL20 saves you 20% for the lifetime of your account. If you've got Bitcoin, you can save 33% on the price of the annual plan. And that brings the price down. That 20% coupon code that I gave you before, FTL20, if you buy the annual plan there, it's $5 a month. So you get it below $5 a month by using Bitcoin to pay for your annual plan. ProXPN.com/FTL. All right, so we go back to the pizza guy in North Dakota. Go ahead with your thoughts, pizza guy.
Yeah, so, you know, Brett likes to compare modern-day America to to Nazi Germany. Something that I think is probably more apt of a comparison than I think most people would think. And I think one of the perspectives to have on Nazi Germany is it wasn't really as bad as you might think it was, but it was as evil. You can kind of wrap your mind around that idea. And another thing that I think that comes from that same perspective is the idea of chattel slavery. And I think understanding the examples of Nazi Germany and chattel slavery can really help a lot of people make that leap to pure libertarianism, because what they may be able to see is that pragmatism might not look so bad, even though it is evil. Does that make sense? Am I making any sense at all?
Sure. I mean, yeah, absolutely. Both can be justified using pragmatism. You can justify slavery with pragmatic means, and you could justify the Holocaust with pragmatic means. So that means that it's incredibly dangerous if it lends itself to justifying such horrors. And what I mean, pragmatism is basically a philosophy that was introduced or really started to gain momentum in the beginning of the 20th century. The political connection to pragmatism is really the progressive movement, which has obviously ties to the modern left, liberalism, democratic socialism. And it's the idea that, the ends justify the means. Essentially, that's what it boils down to.
Now, how's that different from utilitarianism?
Utilitarianism, which was probably introduced earlier by a guy named Jeremy Bentham, who also designed prisons, he described it as the greatest happiness for the greatest number. So obviously the two are intertwined in some dangerous ways, because one of the tenets of each is self-sacrifice. Right? Like, don't be selfish. We're shooting for the greatest happiness for the greatest number.
But who decides?
The state.
Yeah.
It's usually the state. And they also decide the problem with pragmatism is that the state and their puppet show, you know, parrots on the shoulders of pirates media, also decide what the problems are that need pragmatic solutions, right? So, for 40 or 50 years, they could say, ugh, this communism. And communism was a threat, and communist ideology did infiltrate this country in the 1920s, but the idea that there needed to be this Cold War cover for all this militarism, as soon as that was over, it was terrorism, right? So they defined the problem, we're in a global struggle against terrorism, let's start talking about some pragmatic solutions. Maybe the means don't look great, but the ends are so noble and so important that they're justified. So I'm sorry, pizza guy. I'm very prone to tangents tonight. Sorry about that.
No, that's all right. What I really like to do is to give my philosophical antecedents kind of the benefit of the doubt. And I really enjoy perplexing people by asking them what they would do in the face of slavery as it was presented at the time. Something that most people don't realize is that most slaves that came over to the United States were already slaves in Africa.
Yes.
And so from the slave owner's perspective, now just follow with me here. You're going over to Africa and you're seeing these slaves being poorly treated by African warlords where they're certain to die. Now you have two choices. You can leave them there to die, or you can purchase them and get your money's worth out of them while bringing them to God's country and teaching them Christianity, taking them out of the jungle and civilizing them. Isn't that the best social program you've ever heard of? Why don't we reinstate that today? Think about it. Rwanda, Darfur, take those people out of the jungle and bring them here, put them to work doing remedial tasks.
Are you seriously advocating?
No. He's saying.
Oh,
like,
you're asking somebody this. Okay.
This is the pragmatic argument. Listen to how good this sounds, right? These poor people, you know, dodging machetes and getting chased by zebras. We've got jobs for them over here. You know, politicians are always talking about jobs.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very interesting exercise.
Sort of answers do you get, Pizza Guy?
Well, honestly, no. Well, so I love putting people in awkward situations, and people, are more or less familiar with me putting them in that situation. The honest example I get, or the honest answer I get from most people is, yeah, I would have supported slavery. I'm not even kidding. I don't know if they just can't take the ideas seriously and really put themselves in the shoes, or if when it comes down to it, people are just as bigoted as they've ever been and love considering themselves part of a class that makes them superior. I really don't know. I certainly wouldn't have the cojones to talk about such a thing with an actual black person. So,
well, I've also noticed that, you know, the pragmatic argument is just one. I mean, slavery was sold to a lot of people with a moral argument, and that's part of what it was included in yours, that it had this civilizing aspect. But then it was pragmatic. The Southern economy is based on it. And then it was a fear. In the end, it's always fear. If we let them go, they'll come get the white women, you know?
Hey, good call tonight, Pizza Guy. Appreciate hearing from you. 855 453. Moments remain, but enough time for your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, but enough time for your call. If you make it right now, you can get in here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I, Brett from School Sucks Project, I am not a flower guy. I will be the first person to admit this. I don't know anything about them. I got these beautiful flowers in the mail yesterday from Pro Flowers, one of our long-running sponsors, actually.
I'm going to put them in the shot here at cam.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, please do. They're absolutely stunning. It's roses, multicolored roses. And when I unwrapped them, I did my best to follow instructions, but I just don't have experience with flowers. So basically, I did kind of the man's job of unwrapping, just pulled everything off, shoved them in the vase.
It looks like you did perfectly.
Well, no, that wasn't me who did that.
Okay.
There was actually a lady who saw my totally botched up job and said, hang on a second. She took it into the studio kitchen, came back after about 5 minutes after, you know, really actually doing a nice job with arranging them. And now they are absolutely fantastic, aren't they?
Yeah, you have to do some pruning, right? You have to do some cutting of
yes,
the stems.
That's
sure.
Right.
Yeah.
I just didn't cut all the stems. I just, like, hacked off some stems, and I don't know what I'm doing. But the lady who you give these flowers to will know what she's doing, most likely. And you can get a dozen red roses with a free glass vase for $29.99, or upgrade to a dozen red roses with a premium ruby vase and gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Now, these, of course, are classic romantic red roses, and it's the best value. You get it done early, choose the delivery date, and check it off the list. And even if you've already got plans for Valentine's Day, you still need flowers delivered. It's a guarantee. Like, this is something that it's a no-brainer kind of Valentine's Day present, and you can get it for, it's so affordable, $29.99, and this is going to be a memorable present for your loved one. The only way to get the price and the deal is, it's a limited-time deal, by the way. It expires Friday at midnight. The only way to get it is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in FTL. That's proflowers.com. Click the microphone in the top right and type in FTL. That'll get you the special deal on the roses. But maybe roses aren't for you, or maybe you want some other different sort of arrangement. They've got all kinds of choices at proflowers.com. And you just use that code FTL. It helps us out a lot when you do that here at Free Talk Live. So don't forget to, again, click that blue microphone at proflowers.com. And, again, you can schedule the delivery date anticipated these things. So it's not like you have to order just a few days out from Valentine's Day. We're 9 days away at this point, and you can call them tonight, or not call, but go to the website tonight, proflowers.com, and you can order this and get it done and check it off your list. So.
Guys might not know this, but there's other kinds of flowers besides roses.
There are. Yeah. Some of them are very, very beautiful. So
yeah, sure.
You can get creative over at proflowers.com, and you just use our code, FTL, and get it taken care of. So we're going to continue here. Your calls are certainly welcome. At the beginning of the show, Brett, I teased the Snowden video. This is
yes.
A half an hour long video that was produced by German television company that has since made it very, very difficult to access. You have to get it through a LiveLeak link, and that's because LiveLeak doesn't care about copyright takedown notices, so they go right ahead and just keep this up. But other websites like YouTube have been actively taking this video down. So we've got more of this video to play here for you tonight. We're going to get through a little bit of it right now. We're picking up at about 8.5 minutes into the video. It's an interview with Edward Snowden, and it's very, very good. It's probably the first real significant interview that he's ever done. And that's why I think this is something you should hear. So we're going to continue with this now.
Agreements between them that say British won't target U.S. citizens, U.S. won't target British citizens, are not legally binding. The actual memorandums of agreement state specifically on that, that they're not intended to put a legal restriction on any government. They're policy agreements that can be deviated from or broken at any time. So if they want to spy on a British citizen, they can spy on a British citizen. And then they can even share that data with the British government.
You know, as he points out earlier in this interview, the only way they can enforce the breaking of their own rules is if they self-report. So if one of their agents admits, comes forward and says, "Hey, guys, I just want to say I'm sorry. I went ahead, I zeroed in on Brett Vinod, and I wanted to see what he was doing on his computer. I know I wasn't supposed to do that. I just wanted to tell you about it."
Yeah, that's the only way that there's any recourse. That's the process open.
There's no oversight. There's no oversight whatsoever. So even when they're saying they're not spying, you just have to take their word for it. And, of course, it's been proven that their word is absolute nonsense thus far. In fact, here he is saying that Snowden's saying that their agreements that they have, supposedly, to not spy on each other's citizens, it's like a verbal agreement. It's okay, it's written down, but it's unenforceable.
Well, that's one of the most interesting aspects of this story is that usually some kind of scandal breaks, the government lies about it, and then the media says, oh, but look over there. You know, people, as far as their relationship with the mainstream media, it's kind of like cats and those lasers, you know? Like, it doesn't take much to send you completely in a different direction. But the interesting thing about this story is that the government is in a continuous state of retreat. Because what is Snowden going to do next? What is he going to say next? We've talked about this at the beginning of the show. So, yes, new information comes up, and there's this CYA aspect to it. But then, is he going to undo whatever the cover-up is with more information? It's
and that's
very
what he's,
interesting.
That's what he's doing here. I mean, he's saying, look, the government guys are saying they're not spying on each other country, you know, each country's citizens or different country's citizens, but they can just do whatever they want because that's non-binding. That's
right.
A non-binding part of their agreement. Surprise!
Is itself forbidden from spying on UK citizens. So there is a sort of a trading dynamic there, but it's not open. It's more of a nudge and a wink. And beyond that, the key is to remember that the surveillance and the abuse doesn't occur when people look at the data. It occurs when people gather the data in the first place.
How narrow is the cooperation of the German Secret Service, BND, with the NSA and the Five Eyes?
I would describe it as intimate. As a matter of fact, the first way I described it in a written interview was that the German services and the U.S. services are in bed together. They not only share information, the reporting that results from intelligence, but they actually share the tools and the infrastructure. They work together against joint targets and services. And there's a lot of danger in this. One of the major programs that faces abuse in the National Security Agency is what's called X-Key Score. It's a front-end search engine that allows them to look through all all of the records they collect through worldwide every day.
What could you do if you would sit, so to speak, on their place with this kind of instrument?
You could read anyone's email in the world. Anybody you've got an email address for, any website you can watch traffic to and from, any computer that an individual sits at, you can watch it. Any laptop that you're tracking, you can follow it as it moves from place to place throughout the world. It's a one-stop shop for access to the NSA's information.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm just, the last minute there, I'm just thinking of the irony that this guy's interviewing Edward Snowden in the same accent we use to mock the police state in this country. Which is just, you know, and obviously I understand why the Germans are so upset about this, because one of the things that was revealed is that Angela Merkel, who was their prime minister, I think, mm-hmm. or their head of state, was being spied on. And another thing, as far as like this collaboration, I think we don't understand as outsiders, but intelligence is very much a culture, right? So it might not seem like somebody who's in the Pakistani ISI has much in common with, we would think we would have more in common with an American in the CIA than somebody who's in the Pakistani ISI or the Israeli Mossad or I forget which one is internal and external, MI5 or MI6.
Why would that be? Just because you speak the same language?
Well, it's a culture. It's a culture of secrecy, and obviously these agencies work together. But the problem is, for outsiders, it's hard for us to even comprehend what they might be doing. And because it's a closed culture, intelligence, strange behavior becomes normalized. You know what I mean? Like, people who do something that is kind of wrong tend to only associate with other people who do that thing, right?
Sure.
Like, heroin addicts don't try to make friends at the gym. You know,
yeah,
cops hang out with cops. So intelligence is a very, very closed culture where a lot of this, you know, anti-liberty, anti-privacy behavior is normalized by that culture, right? So that's just the normal day-to-day functioning. So somebody who's in the Mossad or the ISI or the CIA or the NSA, I think those kinds of people have more in common with each other because of their culture. Because when people say, do you know what the CIA is doing? Did you hear what we're doing? In people say we when they're talking about the CIA, which is a weird pronoun choice. But then it's no, I would never. That's not American. You know, they don't understand the cultural difference.
X key score, by the way, is just absolutely scary stuff.
Right.
And we've talked about it previously, and the news broke about that several months ago. But that may have been the first time a lot of listeners ever heard about it. Go ahead and Google X key score, XKEYSCORE, and learn more about that. It's just an incredibly powerful tool these people have access to.
Yeah.
We're out of time for tonight. Check Brett out on his website, schoolsucksproject.com. And be sure to join us at freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snowing!
You make them bundle up. We relieved your congestion.
Yay!
You challenged them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do, we know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold. Use as directed.
We already had the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot, beautiful bamboo for just $1.39. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.